Here comes another ultimate question. When do you put oil in your car? Before the engine burns up or after the engine burns up? Well, I'm healthy. I'm just going to eat well. I don't need to take any supplements. Bam! You're dead. Okay, I've been taking for 68 years, I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients. I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 68 years twice a day. Obviously not in the form we have it today, but it was in the form of alfalfa pellets for calves that were enriched with vitamins and minerals. 68 years ago. I've been blessed with good health in that 68 years. Haven't been sick in 68 years. Never had any surgeries. Never been to a doctor in 68 years. Hoo-ah! My blood pressure without medication is 90 over 60. My resting pulse is 36. I do get excited sometimes, get angry, so it does spike. My blood pressure will spike to 39. My pulse will spike to 39. My blood pressure will go up to 120 over 70. But usually resting blood pressure is 90 over 60. This is actually taken by nurse practitioners. They come out to my house to do my physical for my insurance because I won't go see doctors. So the insurance nurse practitioners and PAs to do that. At any rate, they say, aren't you on any medication? No. Well, in a couple of months, you're going to turn 76. And you're not on any medication? No. Take a NyQuil sometimes if I have a little cold or something instead of a two-week cold. But other than that, I don't take any medicine. I take my killer biotic and I take my gargle with my colloidal silver, right? Hoo-ah! I love my aromatherapy oils. Now we have 1,000 products with longevity. We have beauty products. We have drinks. We have sports products. Our sports products have 100 nutrients in it. The other guys on the market have 2 nutrients or 6. Ours has 100. If you have somebody you love and they're sweating out those nutrients, are you going to give them a sports drink with 2 nutrients or 6 or 100? 100. Rebound. Right. Okay. We have 25 different ways to get the 90 essential nutrients in a prepackaged program. My favorite is the Healthy Start Pack. We have the original in a blue cap, and we have the 2.0, which is drop-dead gluten-free. And this has 265 nutrients in it, including all 90 essential nutrients in optimal amounts. If you give this set to a 50-pound kid or a 50-pound midget who's 40 years old, in both cases, because it goes by body weight, that one pack will last them 2 months. You give it to a 100-pound person, regardless of age, it'll last a month. You give it to a 200-pound person, you're going to need 2 of these per month. There's 1 per 100 pounds of body weight. It's designed to give perfect biochemical nutrition to a 100 pounds of human flesh for a month. You don't have to calculate. You don't have to think of anything. Just, oh, here you are. There's over $100 billion worth of research into this. Not all ours, but the government, universities, ag schools, veterinary schools, okay, the USDA. $100 billion worth of research is built into these packages. Now we have, I think, something like 12 to 15 prepackaged programs. And again, President Bill Andreoli did a great job of talking about them this morning. And of course, here's the Healthy Start Pack again. You don't have to take the Healthy Start Pack and the various packs because the Healthy Start Pack is the core of it. Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, obviously for blood sugar problems. You support and promote healthy blood sugar. If you're diabetic, whether it's type 1 or type 2, you take your fasting blood sugar in the morning before you medicate yourself, and your blood sugar will drop. You take less medication as your doctor has instructed you. Type 2 diabetics, you're able to wean off your medication and go back to normal life, but you have to keep taking, right, for life, the 90 essential nutrients, which will support and promote healthy blood sugar levels and healthy metabolism of sugar and carbohydrate at the cellular level. Same way with Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. You don't have to be too brilliant to figure out which health problems those go for. Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. Osteopenia, osteoporosis, osteoarthritis, degenerative arthritis, bone-to-bone arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, bone spurs, kidney stones, periodontal disease, which is osteoporosis of the face. You have nightmares when we start talking about that. You have loose teeth, you don't need to have your teeth pulled and have dentures made. You get on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, gums pack come back up, your teeth tighten up like you're putting cement around a fence post. Hello! Healthy Digestion Pack is, you know, self-explanatory. Diarrhea, constipation, belching, burping, bloating, farting, reflux. There is no such thing as acid reflux. You have a lack of acid reflux. People who have restricted salt intakes because their doctor told them to restrict salt get reflux because their stomach is not sterile anymore when it's not acid. Yeast and bacteria begin to grow in there and they begin to ferment everything that has carbohydrates and sugar in it. And you begin belching and burping and bloating. You have heartburn, you have reflux, you have acid. Even though it's not pH of 1 or 2 like it's supposed to be, even pH of 4 slightly acid, not neutral, 7. And so you're going to get some irritation, some contact esophagitis as a result of the stomach contents coming up. And so doctors give you all these proton pump inhibitors to stop the production of acid. Guess what happens in 2 years? You got 20 diseases, all of which are nutritional deficiency diseases. The doctor will say, you have the bad genes. Don't forget the CEO packs. Uh-huh. Now, you can't unknow what you know. You cannot unknow what you know. So now we all have a responsibility to our families, our neighborhoods, our churches. We have responsibilities to our workplace. We have responsibilities to our country. We have responsibilities that we cannot ignore. You've been given the ammunition. You've been given the information. We have CDs. We've got DVDs. We have books. And if you haven't gotten it yet, get a hold of that new book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission.